Just then, a young girl stepped out of a mud hut. She was barefoot and wore a ragged linen dress. Smiling, she stepped around the scorpions and up to Isis's chair.
"Greetings," the young girl said. "I saw what happened over at the big house. You and your baby look tired. My house is very small, but you are welcome to come inside and rest there."
Isis smiled and thanked the girl for her hospitality.
"My father is a poor fisherman," the girl went on. "Most days he catches almost nothing. Yesterday, however, he was lucky and caught 6 fish. You are more than welcome to share them with me."
So Isis carried Horus into the tiny mud hut. It was too small for the 7 scorpions, but they preferred the yard anyway. The girl filled cups with water for her visitors. Then she handed Isis bread, grapes, and a plate of cooked fish. Finally, she filled a bucket with water for the scorpions outside. Isis fed Horus and gave him some water. Then she ate hungrily. It was her first real meal in days. After eating, Horus took a nap. The girl, who had no mother, was glad to have a woman visitor. She asked Isis questions, and the goddess helped her understand many things. Outside in the yard, however, the conversation wasn't so friendly. The 7 scorpions were brooding about how the rich woman had treated them.
"How dare she slam her door on us because we're scorpions," muttered Maytet, staring over at the big house.
"She wouldn't have been so rude if she had known that it was Isis," Paytet added.
Befin exclaimed,
"Everyone, especially the rich, should show hospitality to travelers."
"That woman needs to be taught a lesson," Tefin concluded.